Striking music here from Tibet. The singer's name is Soname, and her record is called Plateau. She's also written an autobiography about her life, her escape from Tibet, and her hike across the Himalayas to freedom in northern India, eventually making her way to England, and now onto the world music stage with this new recording. One of a number of recent efforts at global pop that we'll be listening to on this edition of New Sounds. The next hour, program 2959, will bring us some music with ports of call in the Near East, South Africa, West Africa, the southeastern part of Europe, the Balkans, and various places that might even be more difficult to find on a map. Hope you'll stay with us. I'm John Schaefer, and we'll begin this edition of New Sounds with Ba Sisoko. Sisoko is from the West African country of Guinea, and he plays the kora, which is the traditional lute harp of Western Africa. He doesn't necessarily play traditional music on it, though. In fact, he occasionally plays essentially an electric kora, and isn't above using a little bit of, you know, fuzzbox effect as well. The album is called Senno, and we'll hear a piece called Africa Dance by Ba Sisoko. That'll lead us to the Balkans and Goran Bregovic, who was from the former Yugoslavia, and when that country violently broke up into its component parts, he fled to Paris, where he found lots of work, actually, as a composer for films. But he has, in recent years, been traveling here in the States and in Europe with his Weddings and Funerals Band, which, you know, those are two big musical events in the lives of most people in the Balkans. And from an album by Goran Bregovic and his band called Alcohol, a celebration of the fuel behind many of those weddings and funerals, we'll hear a song called Imagine. We'll conclude this first set with the Israeli musician Oran Etkin and his cross-cultural band or project called Kalenia, which is a combination of Near Eastern jazz, actually, with West African and Latin music. The piece that we'll hear is called Nina from Oran Etkin. Let's start, though, with the Guinean composer and kora player, electric kora player, Ba Sisoko. Some world music on this edition of New Sounds.
Dance, Africa, dance, dance, Dundumba. Thank you.
a set of world music. In fact, you had half the world in that last little band, the group led by Oren Etkin, who plays the clarinet, from Israel, with musicians from West Africa and from Latin America helping out on this project called Kelenia, K-E-L-E-N-I-A. That's called Nina. Prior to that, we heard some music from Goran Bregovic, some music from the Balkans, from his album called Alcohol. We heard a song called Imagine. At the beginning of the set, some very contemporary-sounding music from Ba Sisoko from the West African country of Guinea, and a piece called Africa Dances. And we're listening to some world music, some global pop on this edition of the program. Still to come, music from Tibet, from the singer Soname, and an Iraqi-American band, not from the Mideast, but the Midwest. All of that coming up. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program 2959, some world music from Tibet next. Soname is the singer's name, and her album's called Plateau. She has already released, prior to the album, her autobiography. She was born to a noble Tibetan family, but under Chinese occupation, felt that there wasn't much of a future for her, so she fled across the Himalayas with a group of monks, which is actually still a very hazardous thing to do, but it is also the way that most Tibetans do end up fleeing Tibet. She ended up in northern India, where there is a substantial Tibetan population, and eventually made her way to England, where she was discovered singing at a wedding or something like that. Has been signed to the World Village label and has recorded this album called Plateau with musicians from America, England, India, and Tibet. It's a really lovely record, and we'll hear a piece called Sun and Moon to get us started.
Yeah. Yeah.
music from Tibet. The Tibetan songs came from this singer Soname, all one word, S-O-N-A-M-E. Her record is called Plateau, and that song is called Rainbow. At the beginning of the set, from the same record, we heard Soname's Sun and Moon. These are original songs that she's written herself. In a moment, we'll continue with some music that brings us the Iraq-American connection. Stay with us. You're listening to New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll give you the usual info, what we're hearing, where you can find this music. All you need to do is check us out online, look for playlist number 2959 when you're writing in or checking out the New Sounds page at WNYC.org. Our email address is simply newsounds@WNYC.org. And the webpage, well, that'll give you a chance to download playlists, to hear audio archives of this or any other New Sounds program, subscribe to podcasts, leave a comment, and much more. On the web at WNYC.org. We're listening to some world music. Up next, some music from this part of the world and from Iraq. The group Salam is based in the Midwest, and it's centered around a brother and sister team. They are both Iraqi-Americans, and they've got a Turkish musician helping them out and a couple of, for lack of a better word, regular American musicians coming and going. But the core is these three people, the Turkish keyboard player and the two Iraqi-American singer-musicians. Salam is the name of the band and of the record. Here's a song called Selafina on New Sounds.
Oh, demand. الحقية سل فينا اللحظة هندية وأرانا القد خطية.
Selafina is the name of the song. The band is an Iraqi-American group called Salam, from their album, which is also called Salam. And our final world music group is based in Spain. They're called, I'm going to say, Gnawledge, G-N-A-W-L-E-D-G-E. I think it's a play on the Gnawa people of Morocco, the musical healers, but it's also a reference to one of the two American musicians, a DJ producer named Gnotes, or maybe it's just Notes, spelled with a G-N. So anyway, Gnawledge is the name of the project, and they went to the south of Spain to kind of explore the mix, the historical cultural mix of Moors, Jews, and Christians there, and also mixed in contemporary sort of hip-hop DJ culture with the sounds of flamenco guitar and gypsy fiddling and things like that, with some impressive results. The album is called Granada Dawaba, and here is a song called Nunca Fui a Granada from the band Gnawledge on New Sounds. Wrapping up this edition of New Sounds, some music from an international cast of young musicians from southern Spain, from in and around the city of Granada. The project is called Gnawledge, spelled again with a G and an N at the front. And then the album is called Granada Dawaba. The song is Nunca Fui a Granada. That'll do it for this edition of New Sounds. We've been listening to some recent recordings of world music. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.